Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Lisa?
This is she.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line, ma'am. And I'm just going to ask you a few questions. And just to make sure, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, New York, Pennsylvania. Thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Black, African American, Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, or mixed race?
I'm going to be a jerk and I'm going to say mixed race.
Mixed race, okay.
We're all mixed race.
Okay, yes. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yep.
Okay, you are, right? Thank you so much. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born, please?
85.
We can go ahead and definitely proceed, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Certain I'm going to vote.
You're almost certain you will vote, thank you. In your own words, if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
We are no longer a God-fearing country.
A God-fearing country, right? Okay, thank you so much for your opinion. I really appreciate that. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or, like many people, did you skip that one? Donald Trump. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I still go with Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. Okay. And some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
100.
Okay. Joe Biden?
5%.
5%. Thank you so much. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Preferably the Republican if it makes it that far with its court problems.
Okay, Republican candidate. Thank you for your opinion. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican David McCormick or Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
I'm not sure on that one.
You're not sure on that one? Well, if the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean? Republican David McCormick or Democrat Bob Casey Jr.?
I would say Republican because I was already going Republican. So I'd say
David
Republican.
McCormick, Republican, right. Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Okay, do you trust him much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, right. Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Agree or disagree?
There would have to be extensive situation. Like, I would prefer them to have background checks and stuff like that, depending on their background checks, whether or not I would hire them on at all.
it will expand that in a few more statements as well. In this case, and this one is based on if President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants.
Slightly agree.
Okay, somewhat or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
I agree that they should not be separated. Strongly agree that they should not be separated.
Okay, thank you so much. President Biden, yes, I can understand your opinion is what we care the most. Thank you, ma'am. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. First one is President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Agree or disagree?
I agree. If they don't have a criminal record, they should be able to stay.
Would you stay strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. And now President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree? Yep. Definitely. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree?
I agree if they don't have a bad background.
Right.
Strongly
agree, right? Thank you. In this case, they have, is in the scenario, who immigrants who has passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers, as you stated, correct? So you strongly agree. Great. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, right. Thank you. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. More likely or less likely?
Less likely. I just don't trust Biden.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for that?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Much less likely.
Much likely.
Much more likely then?
Yes.
Much more likely, right? Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely only if they don't have a criminal record.
Okay. So somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, right? Okay. A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Somewhat?
No. More likely.
Only much because, more likely?
This is like such confusing questions. I'm sorry to say this, but they're confusing because it's kind of contradicting themselves because I'll say yes, but then I'll say no, but then I'll say yeah, but then I'll say no. But it's only because there has to be rules and stipulations implemented.
Definitely.
And background checks, and I don't mind saving and helping people because, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in helping people. I believe in doing the right thing. I live it. I don't just speak it. But you understand what I'm saying? I just, it's really difficult to answer these questions. So I'll say less likely to vote for him right now because it's just got to be...
Somewhat less likely or much less likely.
Yes.
Somewhat
less likely.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same options.
Most likely.
Okay. Much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute our economy.
I'll say somewhat likely.
Okay. And a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that statement?
Can you repeat that statement?
Yeah, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system.
I'm not concerned because I don't think I've...
Not at all
that
concerned.
Statement. Yeah, not at all concerned. Not because it's reported, because from when he was in office and building the wall to now, it was keeping people safe in here because you don't know who's coming in. And I want to save people. Like I said, I want to help people. But we don't know who's coming. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't be worried or that we should. I don't know. It's just so confusing. It's really difficult to be on either end of this with either one of them. I mean, I want to do the right thing, but I want to also protect my children. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here in the U.S. from immigrants. I have daughters, you know what I mean? Some of these people coming over are sleepers, they're terrorists. Some of these people coming over are rapists, murderers, and hurt people who have hurt people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I do believe people can be reformed, but I still believe, like, I have a right, a duty, a responsibility to protect my children, other people's children. My concern is my children. They're our next generation. I'm so sorry to go on a rant, but it's very hard
no
to
worries.
Be like, yeah, sorry.
Yes, so you will still keep it with not at all concern, right?
Yes.
Okay. The next statement is Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all concerned, or a little concerned?
A little concerned, but at the end of the day, we're all racist. Everybody's racist. Even if you don't think you are in a... Racism just doesn't come down to color. It comes to class. It comes to culture. It comes to everything, not just color, where you come from, or your background, or your immigration status. It has a lot to do with a lot more.
Makes total sense, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. It's being recorded as well. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Can you repeat that to me again? My cat is distracting
yes.
me.
No worries. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
I'm very concerned about that.
Okay. The next one is Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, and not at all concerned.
Can you repeat that statement to me?
Yeah. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
He wants to get rid of them and they'll all be deported?
That's what the statement claims, pretty much, yes. Get rid of asylum, internment camps.
Somewhat concerned. Because
somewhat
there
concerned.
Might be a lot of innocent people in there, but there's also a lot of people who might not be innocent in there, so.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you so much. Joe Biden and Democrats.
We have to follow the rules here. Why can't they follow the rules to come in here?
Correct. I understand,
my frustration about all this, I just got pulled over today, and I had valid registration and insurance when I registered my car, and you can't register your car in my state without having valid insurance, and then they suspended my tag for not having valid insurance, but I've had it since January, and they towed my car.
Wow. I understand that.
The own United States screws over their low class. I already have a broken washer. I'm a single mom. I make bare minimum. I got student loan debt. Like, America's a mess, period. Everybody's at everybody's throat, and nobody knows how to even just compromise or come to an agreement. I mean, even our own government who's in charge now can't do that. Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. No, your opinion is very important. Feel free to express yourself. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned.
Very concerned. Okay.
Very concerned about that. We are at 77% complete, almost done. Thank you for your time. I'm going to read you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. So Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Whereas Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Trump approach much more closer? Trump approach somewhat closer? Biden approach somewhat closer? Or Biden approach much closer?
Trump is somewhat closer. But what was Biden's again?
Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Will you still say Trump approach somewhat closer or much closer?
And Trump was, it doesn't matter if they were here 10 years or more.
No matter how long they have been in this country, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants. Which one comes closer to your own view?
Biden, but he's and okay. No action, all words. There's a difference.
Okay. Which one would you lean more into, like Trump or Biden in that case?
Biden, unfortunately.
Biden approach somewhat closer or much closer?
Somewhat closer.
Right?
I would have to have a conversation with Trump to change his mind.
I can imagine. Thank you.
I'd be like, I'll come help you. Go through the paperwork and do background checks and assess a team and pay for it. I mean, we pay for everything else for our tax dollars. I mean, why not make sure the right people are able to stay?
Okay, thank you. And believe me, your opinion will be taken into consideration. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
Okay. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
Not personally, but I've known many people who have personally known people. So, yes. I do know somebody personally.
Friend?
Yes, my son's grandfather on their dad's side. My father-in-law was an undocumented Cuban. Yep.
Oh, so he's a family member, right?
Yep.
Or a friend.
Member.
Family member, right?
I would
say
family member. Yep.
Gotcha. Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Spanish language radio programs, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites, Fox News channel or website, WhatsApp, OAN or Newsmax, Univision, Instagram?
No answer.
You can select more.
I do my own research.
Oh, none of the above?